Today on the Trent Out Loud podcast.
Kendrick, you want to say that you're the only one that could compete with Drake? I'll even give you that. But you're not better than your boy Drizzy. What up? It's your boy Trent Out Loud, and I'm back with a huge episode for you guys, man. If there's an episode you need to tune into, it's this one. All right, let me get into it. Like I always say, man, I got a good show set up for you guys today. I got two lead stories. We're going to talk about Drake. The entire music industry is coming from my boy Drizzy. I'm going to break it down. And of course, I'm going to let you know what I think. Then we're going to actually follow up from Candace Owens last week. I didn't even think I'd be talking about Candace Owens, but we got a little update on Candace Owens. And then we're going to jump into quick news. We're going to talk about Selena Gomez. We're going to talk about Usher. And then we're going to have a little update on Diddy. There's a new slang out here. Then we're going to jump into speed news, question of the day. And of course, we're going to end it off with a little bit of sports news. Y'all know what time it is. Turn your TVs, radio, or devices up. I'm about to start this show. Let's go. A breakdown of why Kendrick Lamar dissed Drake and J. Cole. Okay, so like I said at the top of this, the entire industry is coming for Drake. Our hometown hero, our boy Drizzy, has the entire music world coming after him. I'm gonna try to make sense of everything for you guys. I'm gonna break it down. Kendrick Lamar started all this. There's a bunch of people jumping in. Rick Ross, Nav. I got it all covered for you. And then I'll let you guys know what I think. I'm sure from the beginning, you know I'm on Drake's side. So, and we're playing the whole hour, by the way. Whoever's listening on CFQR600.com or on your radio at CFQR600 AM, just know we're playing Drizzy Drake for the entire hour, because I'm going to let y'all know out there who the king of this music industry is today. I'm not going to have nobody disrespect my boy's name. I'm a Drizzy fan. I'm going to let you guys know. But to keep it fair, I'm going to run down of why they're attacking Drake, why Kendrick started this, and then we'll wrap it up. But hopefully by the end, you're all on my side and we're Team Drizzy. So anyways, let's go. Let's get into it. So what did Kendrick say and what does it mean? All right, so Kendrick Lamar was on Future's album, and all right, I'll try to say his phrase that he said without the swear words, obviously for the radio. So mother F the big three, it's just big me. I'm really like that, and your best work is a light pack. Prince overrated, Mike Jack. All right, so that's Kendrick kind of like comparing Prince and Michael Jackson. Let's not even get into that, but he's saying, listen, you know, like Prince outdid Mike, which is not true because we know Michael Jackson is the best. So if you're giving the ode to Drake saying that he's like Michael Jackson, you already won. Yeah, I'm sorry, you already lost, actually, because we know Mikey is the best out here. So if Kendrick wants to say he's Prince, I'm not even mad at that. But in his mind, that's like a diss. So already with that line, you already let me know that you're giving Drake all the respect he needs. I digress. Kendrick overtly rejects the concept of the big three narrative that positions Drake, J. Cole, and Kendrick as the three best rappers alive, choosing instead to crown himself as the lone king like he's done before. He also ishes on Drake's discovery, calling his best project a light pack, before using Drake's affinity for Michael Jackson against him by likening himself to Prince, another music legend who lived longer. So sure, Prince lived longer than Michael Jackson. Okay, fine, but we all know Michael Jackson's the greatest of all times. All due respect to Prince. Prince is a legend in his own right, but just because he outlived Michael Jackson doesn't mean that he was better. Did he compete with Michael in his era? 1,000%. Was he the only person in that era to compete with Michael Jackson? 100%. So Kendrick, you want to say that you're the only one that could compete with Drake? I'll even give you that. But you're not better than your boy Drizzy. All right, so let's dig a little deeper. Why did Kendrick come after J. Cole now? Why now of all times in 2024? Why now? Let me explain. On tour together for the last few months, Drake and J. Cole have been giving each other flowers on stage several times. And the record, First Person Shooter, features a hook that focuses entirely on how Drake and J. Cole are as big as the Super Bowl. So there's your first little inclination. Kendrick was like, hey, first, why didn't you guys invite me to be on the song? And B, like, if you guys are saying that you guys are big as the Super Bowl, Kendrick is letting you know, like, well, not letting you know, but this is what we're assuming, that he was like, if you guys are saying you're big as the Super Bowl, you're not including me. That's probably what pissed Kendrick off. Kendrick hasn't dropped any solo music since Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. And given how addictive both Drake and Cole have been over the last 2 years, the conversation of the big three has become more squarely focused on the big two, which may have fired up Kendrick's competitive energy. And we all love that. I 100% respect him. Kendrick is competitive out here on the low. He's not going to come out on social media and do it like, I don't know what the right word is, not cheaply or kind of like indirectly. Kendrick is always going to do it the quote unquote real hip hop way. He's not going to do it on a podcast or an interview. He's going to do it with music. He's going to keep it on wax. So if you guys are listening, I'm being really fair. I'm giving Kendrick his props. He's keeping it hip hop. He's keeping it competitive. He's doing all this stuff properly. He's even wants to compare himself to Prince, which I'm okay with. I'm letting him slide with that. You're not Michael Jackson, you're not Drake, you're not the king, you're not the goat. That label is for Drizzy alone. However, let me continue. Why do Drake and J. Cole have tension? The cold war between Drake and Kendrick has been bubbling for a long time, dating all the way back to 2013 when Kendrick dropped Control and Drake seemingly sent subliminals at him later on in the year with The Language. And I quote, I don't know why they've been lying. Your ish ain't that inspiring. Was that at Kendrick? They assume so. We don't know. But again, it's keeping it hip hop. Kendrick immediately shot back during TDE's 2013 BET Cypher when he said, ain't nothing been the same since they dropped Control and tucked their sensitive rapper back in their pajama clothes. I thought that was a pretty weak line. And the fact that you delivered it on BET Cypher, like that should have been on someone's feature, but probably because the bar wasn't all that great. I get it. All right. So let me read one more thing to you guys. Well, one more thing in this section. And then I have a little bit more. So, and this is what's important. Why did J. Cole get dissed too? Kendrick likely sent shots at J. Cole because of his proximity to Drake. On 2023 Evil Ways, Cole said this. High up in the arena where they see their faves, aka me and Drizzy Drake, we the wave. Okay, so again, Cole saying something and not including the big three, so Kendrick probably thought that was a shot. Makes sense. This could have been perceived as Cole leaving Kendrick out of the conversation. However, while Drake made it a point to emphasize how he and Cole are the top rappers in the game during first-person shooter, Cole made sure to acknowledge Kendrick in the song. And this is the line. Love when they argue the hardest MC. Is it K-Dot, Aubrey, or is it me? We the big three like we started the league. You see, and that's where Kendrick loses me a little. Like, Kendrick, I don't see Kendrick jumping on first-person shooter. I don't see Kendrick jumping on tour with them. And I would see Drake as somebody who would want Kendrick there. And the fact that Drake was cool with Cole acknowledging Kendrick in that last line on that track is the reason why I don't like Kendrick coming after them for that. Because if they excluded him, I would understand. But they included him in the track. And I feel like to me, that's where Kendrick loses a little bit of points. I still rate him for going after them, but that's a little bit petty. They still acknowledge you on their track. And if I would have to bet, I would bet that Kendrick wouldn't want to be involved anyway. So why are you dissing them? You know what I mean? But the hip hop in me loves the fact that he's dissing them. And this is why I'm so excited, because I love this, man. This is hip hop. Keep it on wax. I love it. I have to pick a side, and my side is Cole and Drake. Like this is what he got to do, you know? So as much as I won't say the word is disappointed, but as much as I am not on Kendrick's side, I am on his side for respect. You know what I mean? I respect him for going at the two of them on tour. I totally get it. I'm picking a side. I'm on Drake and Cole's side. All right. So there you guys have the background of what's going on. So hold on. Let me add a little bit of something. So when this came out, Drake went on his Instagram and posted some pictures of him on tour. And he said, I ain't picking up. I'm in Turks, little baby. And everybody, including me, I thought that was in response to Kendrick. But then a couple hours later, there was a lot of posts saying Nav unfollowed Drake, and that's actually a Nav line. I'm not going to go into depths of explaining the Nav and Drake beef. That's a Toronto thing and a Canadian thing. So, like, I already just spent a good 10 minutes talking to you about Kendrick. And no disrespect to Nav or whatever, but it just, yo, he's jumping into what's going on right now. I'm sure they have their own little beef, but I just, we're talking about Kendrick, we're talking about Nav. Like, sorry, no disrespect, but, you know, Kendrick is, you know, top five rappers of all times, right? And even if you don't agree, he's top 10, and Nav is just Nav, with all due respect. So let's not get too deep into that. But for those of you thinking that Drake's post was to Kendrick, it was actually to Nav. And then Rick Ross unfollowed Drake too. And he hasn't come out and said anything, but then Rick Ross's baby mama put out this video and gave us a little bit of insight. Here, let me play the clip for you.
And Drake, I want you to call me because I got something to tell you personally. He talk about your family bad, and he racist too.
He talk about Drake like a dog.
Let's not get it twisted. Rick Ross was still an officer. He was a CEO. So I'm just going to put that out there. All right. Ricky Rose, Officer Ricky, don't let 50 Cent hear this. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm sure 50 is going to be on Drake's side. Drake has done a lot for you out there. So Ross, I'm putting Ross in the Nav conversation, where we're not going to get too much into to Nav and Rick Ross. We're going to really stay focused on the Kendrick beef. But Ross was another one who unfollowed Drake and is seemingly talking a lot of ish about Drake. All right, stick with me. I got a little bit more when it comes to this. And I think, you know, Joe Budden had to join in. Here's a little clip from Joe Budden on his podcast. Of course, Mr. Joe had to had this to say.
Cole don't want to do that. He got to do it because it's fucking Drake and the Barrettes. It's Drake in a stupid muscular astronaut outfit.
Okay, I can't play too much Joe Budden because Joe Budden's behind a paywall, so they will like take everything down. I can't use too much of his clip. But he was saying that he loves that Future is the one that's breaking up all of Drake's quote unquote like industry relationships. And he's also saying that these guys really don't want to be friends with Drake. They don't like him, his astronaut costume that he's on stage with. They don't really like him, but because he's the biggest artist, they're going to play like friendly with him. So, you know, Joe is like, I'm happy that Future was the one and now everyone's going to start hating Drake, which got me fired up because bring it on, bring the industry, bring whoever you want. Drake will wipe the floor with everybody. I'm telling you, I don't care who turns on Drake. I'm going to be the first one to tell you here. Drake could take on the entire industry and win. That's how big I think Drake is, man. Lyrically, delivery, stage, songwriting. I don't care if you say R&B, if he's hip hop or whatever. You're talking about the music industry. None of y'all can touch Drake. He has had one of the longest runs in the music industry. And I have been in the music industry for a long time. I've been following this a long time. And I'll go on to say, Michael Jackson, who we alluded to earlier, which Drake actually broke Michael Jackson's record. Michael Jackson hasn't had a ring as long as Drake has. Because Mikey did it with the Jackson 5 when he was a kid. Then he came out with, you know, Thriller and Bad. Drake has continuously, for the past 15 or 16 years, been running the entire industry. This is why the entire industry is turning against them, because they don't want especially a Canadian running especially the hip-hop industry. So anyways, this is already a lot of information. This is a very long segment, but just to give you guys, if whatever you heard of the Drake beef and the Drake stuff that's going on, from everything I told you, you draw your own conclusions. I do have one little quick thing just to tell you guys a little bit of accolades. Who put this out here? Hold on, I'm going to bring this up for you. A couple of accolades that Drake put up. All right, listen to some of these accolades, okay, from some of the people who are right now going after Drake. Because, by the way, I didn't say this, but Kendrick's diss to Drake and Cole seemingly was on Future's album. So, Future's only number one Billboard charting song is with Drake. Okay, so again, not to confuse you guys, Kendrick's song that came out dissing Drake was on Future's album. Just want to remind you, Future, your only Hot 100 Billboard charting song is with Drake. Second point, Metro Boomin got his first big break with Drake. Second point. Third point, Nav got his first hit as a producer and rapper when Drake recorded back-to-back on Nav's beat. All right, that's another person unfollowing Drake. Who'd you get your break from? Drizzy. Third point, or maybe fourth point. Rick Ross's second highest charting song in his career, you guessed it, with your boy Drizzy. So like I mentioned, three people, Future, Nav, Ross, who's coming at Drake for today only. A lot of your careers are responsible for the guy who you're coming after. But hey, man, that's hip hop. That's the game. That's the game we play. And I have no doubt in my heart whatsoever that Drake is going to eat this and he is going to come out on top like he always does, man. So that's it. Please let me know what you guys think in the comment section below. Is Drake reign over? Can he come back for this? Do you think it's right for them coming after for him? Is this hip hop? Should they have more respect for the king of music, the king of music for the past 15 years? Please let me know in the comment section below. And for those of you who are listening on the radio, CFQR600.com or AM, please send me an email, trendoutloud@CFQR600.com. Let me know what you think of this segment. Am I overreacting? Maybe this is nothing. It's going to wash over. That's not the case. Trust me, this is just the beginning. I'm going to be talking about this a few more times this week, but I'm really interested. Let me know what you guys think in the comment section below and send me your emails. And of course, let's play some Drizzy music. Let's go. All right, and our second lead story, Candace Owens fired from the Daily Wire for allegedly promoting anti-Semitism. Okay. I really didn't think I was going to be talking about Candace Owens this week. I think the last two podcasts I've been talking about Candace Owens, and this is why I was so surprised. Why is Candace Owens going on this media blitz? Why is she on Joe Budden's podcast? Why is she on The Breakfast Club? And not only is she going on like on a promo run, why is she going on a black media promo run? Well, the truth has finally come out. And like told you guys something was weird about it. I told you, I'm like, this doesn't make sense. Why? It's because she was getting fired and Candace knew it all along. She knew what she was doing. It didn't happen just in the past 24 hours. There was whispers. She knew what was coming. So she went out to appeal to the people, the black people who she's been putting down for the past 5, 6, 7 years, being Mrs. Alt-Right Republican. I'm not even really going to get into it. For those of you who want to know, listen to the past couple of podcasts. But Candace Owens is always against any sort of black progressive movement. She doesn't even believe racism is a thing. But now all of a sudden that the company who hired you and gave you this platform is firing you just because you said something that's anti-Semitic. When you were saying stuff about black people, it was okay. Candace was a queen. Oh my gosh, the queen of right Republican media. Da, da, da. She could say a million things that she wants about black people. No problem. She got bonus. She got awarded. The second she said something about Jewish people, it was a problem and she lost her job and she got fired. And who did Candace come running to? Black media. Guys, please see me for who I am. Please this. Oh, you guys have been misunderstanding to me. No wonder why she was on The Breakfast Club giving a boring ass interview. No wonder why she wasn't spewing her normal Candace rhetoric. I told you guys last podcast, I'm like, this is weird. Candace is out here like, okay, she didn't literally come like groveling, but there was no like big headlining news. Like I told you, the only headline was her explaining why she married a white man, saying, I don't see race, I don't see color. But she didn't say anything. She didn't say, I don't see racism and black people need to pull their bootstraps up. She didn't say nothing like that, nothing headlining. But of course, because she's looking for a new home, she's looking for a new avenue because the Daily Wire doesn't have her back anymore. So she comes crawling to her people. And what do? We welcome her with open arms. Charlemagne gave her an opportunity. Joe Budden gave her an opportunity. And I'm sure this is just the beginning. Candace. Smart move, Candace. Smart move. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Anyways, here is a post that she put out on Twitter. The rumors are true. I am finally free. She's finally free. Listen to that. If you would like to support my work, you can head to CandaceOwens.com where you will likely be redirected to my local pages. Or you can give a gift to GoCandace.com. There will be many announcements in the weeks to come. So that was Candace's tweet. There's also a tweet from Ben Shapiro, who was her boss over at Daily Wire. He said, Candace, if you feel that taking money from the Daily Wire somehow comes between you and God, by all means, quit. So anyways, there's other stuff. I don't want to give Candace Owens too much energy, but well, I've already given her enough. But I will play this little clip. I don't know how much I could put of it, but Charlamagne did ask her this, and this was a little bit of a hint, knowing that it was what was coming down the pipeline. Take a listen.
I love the way that you and Ben Shapiro are able to disagree, but then I guess still have a business relationship.
Well, as I explained on Tucker Carlson's show, like, Ben doesn't have the power to fire me.
That was a little hint. That was a little hint. But anyways, like I said, I've already talked a lot about Candace. I just want to let you guys know why she was on these platforms, why she wasn't making the crazy headlines is because Candace Owens doesn't have a platform for her podcast or for her show anymore. That's why she's trying to get people to go to her page, and then we'll see where she lands on her feet from there. So that's why her rhetoric has been so tapered down, is because Candace Owens is looking for a new home. Candace Owens thinks she's slick. I'll follow up and let you guys know what's going on. And yeah, that's it for this segment. Let's move on. I got more things to talk about. For those of you who are listening on CFQR600.com, I'm playing another Drake song. The whole hour, it's Drizzy. Let's go. All right. All right, this brings us to quick news. Ring my bell. Fans are concerned for Selena Gomez after she posted and deleted these pics. Okay, for those of you who are on CFQR600.com, you're not going to be able to see these pics. I will put them up on my YouTube channel. Please follow me at Trend Out Loud to see these pics. But also, to be safe, I will put out a kid-friendly version of these pics. I will cover the pics up. I'll maybe put like one that's a little bit more revealing, but I'll describe for those of you who can't see the picture. Selena Gomez, she's in a room. It kind of maybe looks like a bathroom, and she's wearing kind of like maybe like a bustier or a bra. And there's a lot to see. All right. And, her hair is just outflowing, her makeup. They're very sexually suggestive pictures. Okay. And, that doesn't leave too much to the imagination. It's not crazy, 'cause like nothing actually is showing. Her bustier or bra is full. It's not lace or anything, but it is a little bit uncharacteristic like of Selena. So I think that's kind of like why a lot of people might be a little bit worried that this is not really what, you know, she's used to doing, and the fact that she posted them and deleted them. But I mean, I don't think it's anything like to set off the alarms. Like, it could just be that she just woke up and feeling sexy, and maybe her label, her people are like, this is not the image that we want out of you. And she's just kind of pushing back. So I don't think it's cause for alarm yet, but I just want to let you guys know, for those Selena Gomez fans out there, that some fans are concerned. It could be something, it could be nothing, but if it is something, you know, shout out to Selena. I hope you get better. Or if you are going through something, you know, we're on your side. The Trend Out Loud podcast is all about mental health and well-being. So if you're in a bad place, I hope that you're getting the help that you need. I actually just think it's Selena Gomez growing up and wanting to be more free and have fun. And there's nothing wrong with that. So shout out to Selena Gomez. All right, in our second quick story, the devil is a lie. Usher shuts down content creator for making false claims surrounding his NWACP speech. Okay, I don't even know why this is even news, why we even have to talk about this. This is content creators looking for clout. People are just kind of finding clicks and forwards, and whenever you talk about the devil, you talk about things like that, it's really going to get people's juices flowing. So I'm mad that Usher even had to come out and talk about this, but I will read his post denouncing this, and then I'll let you guys decide from there. I'll also play a little bit of clip from the content creator. Well, actually, let me play a clip from the content creator first, and then I'll read to you what Usher said. Take a listen.
Usher almost thanked the devil for his award on live television.
I'm very honored to be able to receive this amazing award from the depths of my soul.
Dude, it was a slip of the tongue. Like, give me a break. Like I said, I hate even talking about things, but it's trending out here, so I have to do my job and let you guys know what's going on. Anyway, so Usher posted this. Get the hell out of here. God is my Lord and my Savior. The devil is a lie. You got me effed up. Not today, sir. I never have time for this ish, but today you are going to hear me. So I was a bit nervous and jumbled my words when speaking from the heart. I hate teleprompters and they started to rush me because I was getting a bit too long-winded. Everybody gets nervous, especially in this position. I was thanking the NAACP and shifted to the depths of my soul when my words got mixed. The devil is always at work. Don't let him use your boy. You are terrible for even sharing this. So I hope he's not saying that we're terrible for sharing it, the people who are coming to his aid. But I think more what he's saying is the people who are sharing this are the people who think that he is. He almost slipped and thanked the devil. So I would think in my heart that he is appreciating content creators like me standing up for him and helping spread his message. So I'm gonna think about it that way. But yeah, this is Usher. You know, it's a slip of the tongue. You're gonna have to have a lot more convincing things to make me feel like that Usher is a devil worshiper. Like, this is crazy. All right, stop it. All right, in our third quick story, yo, we got new lingo alert. Yo, the streets got a new lingo. It's No Diddy is trending on X as people are using it to replace pause. All right, listen to this clip from, I think it's somebody on the podcast. I don't know exactly who it is. Listen to the clip and then you'll hear him. And then I'll actually give you some tweets that people have put out. Listen to this.
No. That's what I'm saying. All the young boys love me. I put them in position. No Diddy.
I show love and respect to my guys. No Diddy. I just landed in Rome, Italy. I need some real spaghetti with big meatballs. No Diddy. So if you want to use it, if you're looking to replace pause or the no H word, just remember where you hear it here first. There is new lingo out there. Anything that you're saying that's a little bit sus, just say No Diddy. We're not using pause anymore. Just, yo, it's No Diddy. I can't even think of a way to use it, but I'm sure you guys will find some funny ways. Send me emails, trendoutloud@cfqr600.com or comment below or send me a DM on all social handles at trendoutloud. Yeah, man. I love y'all a lot. No Diddy.
Just saying Diddy instead of pause.
Go on live.
No Diddy.
Hey, No Diddy. Bro, No Diddy.
All right, this brings us to everybody's new favorite segment, Speed News. Ring my bell. All right, my girlfriend of all girlfriends, Ashanti, was caught on video on stage. I don't know exactly where the concert was, but she had on a big hockey jersey and some boots. And yo, Ashanti is pregnant out here. She still hasn't announced that. We know that her and Nelly are back together. Actually, her mother was on a show the other day and somebody was like, oh, Ashanti is pregnant. And her mom was like, nope, she hasn't announced it. So this is the story. Ashanti is fully pregnant. We can see it. For those of you who are not watching, just go to my YouTube channel. You'll see the video. You can tell she is pregnant. There's nothing to hide it, but there's no reason why she wants to hide it, but she's still not revealing it. But if you watch this video, you could tell that Ashanti is fully pregnant, but still hasn't announced it yet. And I joke all the time how much I love Ashanti or whatever, and I hating on Nelly for getting back, but y'all know that's a joke, obviously. And I actually love that they're together. I'm always a big Nelly fan, and I like when they're together, and I like that they got back and they're having a baby again. So shout out to Nelly, shout out to Ashanti. Odell Beckham Jr. and Kim Kardashian are reportedly no longer dating. Okay, this is funny. I wanted to put this in here because it's actually funny. It was like a month or so ago, I was actually like surprised to find out that Kim and Odell were dating. And I was like, ma'am, I didn't even know that. And then as I looked into it further, they have been dating for the past year, but because Odell Beckham is very private, it really didn't leak out. I mean, I wouldn't say that I'm an industry insider, but yo, I am definitely in a rumor mill. So I was actually shocked that I hadn't heard it before. And then as the weeks went on, I kept on hearing. And then I think last week I was like, okay, can we stop talking about Kim and Odell Beckham and acting like we're surprised? We all know that they're together. I think they were like spotted somewhere. I think it was at the Oscars, like Kim and Odell were spotted backstage. We're like, okay, trust me, everybody knows. I was even late to knowing. Stop it. We all know. Come to find out, I opened up my Instagram and it's like, yo, the relationship is over. So as we were getting caught up to it, they broke up. The irony is that the relationship seemed to be going well until we all knew about it. But now that we all knew about it, it seems like it's over. So we always hear about celebrities saying they want to keep their relationship hush, hush, and hush, hush, and they don't want to tell us about it because once the tabloids and once people get into things, people start getting in their heads and kind of messes up with relationships. So I just find it really funny. This is Kim's second kind of public relationship. Pete Davidson, and then as they started getting more popular, they broke up. Now Odell Beckham, and they broke up. I actually really like Odell for her. I thought it was a good match, but apparently they've broken up. This could be part of the rumor mill, but that's what I heard. Apparently Kim is back on the market. She's single. Yo, Kim, holla at your boy, all right? Did Spice just reveal that Jada Kingdom has a bun in the oven, or is she just trolling? All right, take a listen to this.
You're pregnant, I your belly little. You're not about to tell the people there. I your belly not so big. You never tell them, oh, you never talk yet.
I don't know. I don't know. These social media stars out here, these reality shows, they do a lot for promotion and they do a lot to get online talking. Could that be them trolling, or could she have accidentally? To me, it looks like it was done accidentally. But yo, Spice is a good actress. That could be something that they just want to put in the line. I'm going to say that it was probably premeditated and they know what they were doing and it just didn't just leak out that way. Because, yeah, I don't know. We'll never really know, but that's how reality TV is. Because I was about to say they would have erased it, but then a fan could have just got it quickly. So I would have to see if it's still up there. If she erased it, like, after a second or 2 seconds, then I would think it was a mistake. But, yeah, I don't think I don't think Jade is pregnant. I don't. And that's not how it would have come out. No, I don't believe it. All right, in our last speed story, Nigerian producer KDDO makes noise complaint disappear with a check. Okay, this is a really dope story, actually. Producer KDDO, known for writing and producing hits like Under the Influence by Chris Brown and Fall by DeVito, just got some extra privacy. After being bothered by his noisy neighbors, he decided to take out his wallet and cut a check. He bought out their homes to solve the issue. Yo, that's the kind of moves I like. Yo, you don't like your neighbors? Because we all have had a time in our lives where we're not getting along with our neighbor or maybe a neighbor or two down the street. So my boy was like, yo, how much is your house? He probably bought that at a premium. Like, okay, your house is worth a mil? Yeah, I'm buying it for 1.5. Get out. My boy bought out the block. Anyways, you guys know I'm a huge Afrobeats fan. So shout out to KDDO and shout out to all my Africans, Nigeria, Ghana. Like, I love this. I love this flex. And yeah, I like big moves like that, man. If your neighbor is bothering you, make sure that you're hustling out here enough legally so that you could buy out your neighbor's house and own the block and then do whatever you want if you don't like your neighbors, man. Yo, shout out to maybe, you know, if it wasn't a Drake hour, I'd actually pay some Afrobeats, man. But no, we got to stick to Drake. For those of you who are not listening on the radio, just a reminder again, CFQR600.com or 600 AM to listen to the music that we play on the radio, and vice versa. If you're listening to us on the radio and you can't catch us from 11 to 12 on the radio, make sure that you listen. Make sure to catch the Trend Out Loud podcast on podcast platforms or on YouTube. Just search Trend Out Loud. All right, this brings us to question of the day. And take a guess what the question is. What rapper had the greatest diss track of all times? All right, you know this is a Drizzy hour, so hint, hint to my answer, but I'll read some from the comment section. Teased hair extension, put Tupac, hit him up, started off the disrespectful diss tracks, and it only got worse from there. Sexy Limit wrote Tupac, and if y'all disagree, you just lying. TheReal.com wrote Nas, Ether, or Ice Cube, No Vaseline. Winnie Hayes wrote, I don't think people realize how unhinged the last minute and 42 seconds of hit him up really was. Totally agree, but I'll wait. Hold on. I'll read you guys two more. DJ Weezy wrote, Ice Cube, No Vaseline. He slaughtered an entire crew. Totally agree with that. All right. And the last one is Tim Charting 82. If you were on Jay-Z's side when Ether dropped, you were on Nas's side when you got to school on Monday morning. All right. So I do want to give a nod to Drizzy. Back to Back was incredible. For the simple fact that not only was it a great diss track, but it was also a hit record. Like, you could play Back to Back and not know what's going on and like the song. So for me, that is one of the greatest. It's top three. But to be real, it's not the greatest diss track of all times. If you ask me, it's Tupac, Hit Him Up. That went like super disrespectful. And it's also a tie between Ether. If you ask Jay, Jay will even say Ether, you know. Jay had a good comeback to Nas. Back to back. But if you ask me, I would say Tupac, Hit Him Up, because just the disrespect. If you're talking diss track and not music or song or whatever, you're talking about dissing somebody, like, yo, Tupac went crazy. So Hit Him Up. But shout out to Drake, back to back. Take a guess what we're going to play. Back to back Drizzy. Stay tuned. Listen to this. All right, this brings us to sports news. For those of you who have been following me, you know I've been highlighting the female bracket in the March Madness. I love everything that's going on in female basketball right now. Caitlin Clark, mad respect. I love everything that's going on. But today I wanted to highlight my girl, Angel Reese. LSU won 82. I don't know if this is the final score, actually. So yeah, so 81 to 53. I don't know if this is the final score, but LSU won. And then Angel Reese was like waving off of her home court because this might be the last time that LSU sees Angel Reese there. What's going to happen to Angel Reese? We don't know. A lot of people give her a hard time. She has an attitude, this or whatever, blah, blah. I love Angel Reese. Shout out to Caitlin Clark. All due respect, but I love Angel Reese. For sure, we know she's going to make it to the WNBA, but what kind of contract is she going to get? Who's going to pick her up? You know, people feel like she's a liability, but I love her. She's an amazing, amazing baller. But more importantly, shout out to women's basketball. I feel a little bit like how when Serena and Venus started getting into tennis and we started shifting from male tennis being so popular to you wanting to watch Serena and Venus and you wanted to watch women's tennis. And now I think for the, for the general population, or I wouldn't say population, but the general people who watch tennis for the past 15 or 20 years, they watch because of Serena and Venus and then the other great women tennis players that came after them. So I think Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, their battle last year really sparked a lot of interest, and we see what they're doing this year. So shout out to Caitlin Clark and shout out to Angel Reese. But I'm Angel Reese, man. This show is dedicated to Angel Reese and Drake. I'm standing beside both of you. I'm rooting for you. Angel Reese is going to do big things. Let's see what Drizzy is going to do with all of this. Is he going to, what capacity is he going to come back in? Is it a track? It has to be something. He's going to keep it on wax. But is he going to come out and just do a full on diss track? And even Academics was like, why are you coming at Drake now when he's saying that he's taking a break? Like, he's done with album mode. He had to put out an album and he went out on a tour. Like, it's hard for him to just put on a track just coming at the whole industry. It would be good if he was, maybe he'll do it on someone's album, like how Kendrick did it on Future's album. But anyways, I'm sure this is not going to be the last time this week I'm talking about Drake. So shout out to Drizzy, shout out to Canada, shout out to Toronto, shout out to Montreal. Yo, Drake, the entire country has got your back. Go Drizzy Drake.
The audacity of motherfucking a dude who goes by the name Kung Fu Kenny to attack the GOAT! Why you ain't diss me when I was in album mode? I announced I'm taking a break, you dissing? It's war time! It's time for beef! It's time for war! Bobby Aftoff, get your dumb ass out of the party! It's time for war!
Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. It's your boy, Turn Out Loud.
Peace!
For more content, you could subscribe, download, or listen to the Trend Out Loud podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts, or you could watch us on YouTube. Just search Trend Out Loud. For showtimes and updates, you could follow us on all social platforms at Trend Out Loud. Go to signupexpert.com/Trent. Once you sign up for all betting apps and get all your bonuses and get all your rewards, go to your app store and download BetStamp and use promo code TOL.